boys and girls. Ho ho! Hello, and welcome to another episode of Life is Tiddling. We're your host, Ted Harris, and this is the Silver Bell that's the angel who got his wings, Lindsay Harris Friel.
I'm the what?
The Silver Bell because you shine so silvery.
I shine so silvery?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was because I was so clang, 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 clang. Am I Clarabel the Clown?
Mm-hmm. As you probably guessed by now, this is our Christmas episode. We are going to talk about all things Christmassy.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of holiday. There are a lot of holidays in December, not just Christmas.
But this is my podcast. I love Christmas.
Hey, Ted. Who pays our Buzzsprout hosting fees?
I love you, Lindsay.
I love you too, Ted. But not everybody celebrates Christmas. There are other holidays in December, and I feel that we should talk about those holidays too. And besides, I still have your Christmas presents hidden.
Okay. We are going to talk about all the amazing holiday celebrations in December.
Yay!
Okay, here are why December holidays are so important.
Because it's cold and dark, and we need light and togetherness.
And here is why it is so cold and dark in Northern Hemisphere. I have an article from the Franklin Institute to check out the winter solstice is the day when the Northern Hemisphere is the farthest away from the sun because of Earth's axial tilt.
What's the name of the article, Ted?
Winter solstice, the long and short of it. You can find it on the Franklin Institute website.
Oh, good. Winter solstice, the long and short of it?
Yes.
Okay.
You can find it on the Franklin Institute website.
Okay.
So this is when it's cold and dark, it's easy to feel miserable.
Yes, people tend to feel a lot of emotional pressure. That's very true.
Some people are, some people aren't.
Right.
The suicide rate is always the highest during the holidays.
Not to be a bummer, but if you call 988, it's the number to, I believe, the National Suicide Prevention Line. If you Google it, three different multiple options will come up. You can either chat, email, or talk to somebody. And they can help you. Again, that number is 988.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the matter at hand. We're going to talk about the December holidays.
Can we talk about the Decemberists?
No, we are not talking about the Decemberists right now. By the way, what are the Decemberists?
The Decemberists are an amazing band. They're fantastic. You should look them up and listen to their music. I love them. And they did a really, really great song about Benjamin Franklin that was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm-hmm. This is where the Earth's axis is the farthest from the sun. It starts to get cold and dark. We call it the longest day of the year. So this is a time of a year when we want to do things together. We need light and togetherness, and we want to bring light to the world.
So, Tab, what are some activities where people bring light and togetherness in the world?
They decorate trees with lights and candles, invite their friends over to share socks and snacks, lay bonfires and play games.
So what are some ways that people celebrate the winter solstice?
Decorate an outdoor edible tree for the animals.
Can you tell me more about what an outdoor edible tree is like?
It's like a pine tree in the ground. It's decorated with apples and oranges, strings of popcorn, and pine cones with peanut butter bird seed.
Okay.
And animals like to eat the stuff.
Yeah, it's hard for animals to find
food.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to find food and water.
Yep. So that's a very good idea. What are some other ways that they can...
For more information, you can check out www.mothermag.com, how to celebrate winter solstice.
Okay, that sounds like a really good resource. What are some other ways that people can celebrate the winter solstice?
Read stories, listen to audiobooks, watch Christmas specials, share songs with their friends. Maybe because it's the darkest time of the year, they can eat chocolate and reflect the old year, share prospects for the new year, and plan for next year. Sometimes learning to let go.
Let it go. Let it go. Don't hold my mind anymore.
Lindsay! Okay, that's enough. Save it for our show at the horizon.
Okay. So what are some other ways that we can enjoy the holidays?
We can talk about Hanukkah now.
Good.
Many years ago, there was a great war between the Syrians and the Israelites. They were fighting, and many of the Syrians destroyed a lot of the Israelites' temples and monuments. When they searched the rubble, they found an oil lamp in the rubble. Even though the lamp had oil for just one night, by miracle, the oil burned for 8 nights. Do celebrate the day by lighting the candles of menorah and playing games and telling stories. They play a special game called Dreidel, which is kind of like a top. If it lands way, you get to keep their gelt, which is chocolate coins. If it lands in one, not one way. Uh-oh. Hanukkah doesn't actually have a set date. It's like Easter, with difference from year to year.
Well, you know, it does have a set date, but it has a set date in the Hebrew calendar, not in the Christian calendar. It's a Hebrew holiday.
All right. For more information, check out www.reformedjudaism.org/Jewish holidays/Hanukkah.
Now, you know,
we'll pull a link on the show notes below.
Right. This year, it's going to be from December 18th to the 26th. And also, I just want to say, our favorite Hanukkah song right now is sung by Anna Gasteyer in the in A Christmas Story, the musical. Or, well, it was recorded by her when they did it on NBC, right, Ted?
Yep.
Yeah, they did A Christmas Story live, and she performed in The Market for a Miracle. It is probably one of the best Broadway musical songs ever.
You can find it on YouTube or Amazon Music.
Okay. Or you can find it on Apple Music, too, which is where I have it. Now, what are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm. Now we are talking about Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
It is a celebration celebrating African principles. It was created in 1966 by African-American activists because he felt that Christmas was too commercial. Think about it. Back in those days, world was amidst the Vietnam War. You also had the Civil Rights Movement at that time. And many people celebrated Christmas. This activist and professor felt that Christmas was becoming too commercial, so many African Americans created Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa lasts for 7 days. For each day, we light the candles. A special candle holder called a kinara. And we talk about that day. The principle is to be African. And on the last day of Kwanzaa, we make a special gift for a family member or for someone we love. I made a puppet for one of my friends. Shh, it's a secret.
And if people, where did you find information about Kwanzaa, Ted?
You can find it on https://.
Well, it's wikipedia.org.
wikipedia.org/wiki/Kwanzaa.
Okay. So there are special values in Kwanzaa. What are the values that people celebrate?
Unity, self-determination, collective work responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
Those are some really good values. I like those. So mm-hmm. What do they mean by cooperative economics?
Cooperative means working together. Economics means money and business. It means from shopping for small business, you care about helping both community.
Wow, that is pretty cool. So when is that holiday celebrated?
I believe it's celebrated from December 26th to January 1st.
Okay, cool.
Now I'm going to talk about a holiday you might not be familiar with. It's the Feast of St. Lucia. It's celebrated on December 13th and commemorates St. Lucia, who brought food and medicine and aid to imprisoned Christians during the Diocletian persecution during the Roman Empire. Eventually, Christianity spread through Europe, and St. Lucia is remembered as a woman with a white robe with wreathing candles on her head. Her hands were full of food for the people she was trying to help. It's a big deal holiday in Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, I would like to have a wreath on my head with candles. If you watch my favorite Christmas movie, The Ref, starring Dennis Leary, Judy Davis, Christine Baranski, and unfortunately Kevin Spacey, you'll see that they have a St. Lucia-themed holiday celebration.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, I'd like to talk about Festivus.
Yay! The holiday for the rest of us.
In the Seinfeld episode, The Strike, George's father was trying to secure a gift for his son on Christmas, but a mean person also reached for the doll. As George's father was raining bullets on the guy before he was hauled out by security, he realized there had to be another way. So he created Festivus. There are no gifts to exchange. Cemetery, they use a Festivus pole in the living room. The Festivus meal consists of either meatloaf or chicken lasagna. There is the era grievances where the father talks about how much everyone disappointed him. The feast of strength was a huge brawl. Holiday ends with the youngest son and pinned to a dog pile. Well, there you have it.
So, you hate Festivus because the youngest son is pinned under a dog pile and you're the youngest son?
I don't want to talk about it.
So, here's an interesting fact for you all. If you are really interested in Festivus, you should read the book by Dan O'Keefe, who was a writer for Seinfeld. The book is called The Real Festivus, The True Story Behind America's Favorite Made-Up Holiday.
You can find it on Amazon.com.
You can also find it on bookshop.org. And, Ted, wait, okay, another fun fact. Dan O'Keefe's father is the writer Daniel Lawrence O'Keefe. He's the one who made up the original Festivus. And he has also written a book called Stolen Lightning, The Social Theory of Magic by Daniel Lawrence O'Keefe. And it's about how magic operates in human societies and how it has colored history and culture from the Stone Age to the present. So I definitely recommend it. And when I am able to read it, it's a very academic tome. And when I am able to read it, I will tell you all about it if you want to discuss it. Now, can we talk about Yule?
Yes, we can. Yule is an ancient Germanic celebration created for Norse celebrations. These were turning of light with the longest night of the year.
It's the longest night on, yeah, the longest night of the year.
Earth.
Yep.
It's where we are kept in darkness all winter. We see a returning of light to the world. We celebrate day by decorating our house with evergreens, holly, mistletoe. We kiss under the mistletoe. We tell stories through dancing, and we feast. We feast on good food, mulled wine and cider, sweet treats, plum pudding.
Yum!
And we exchange gifts if you're Krampus and wait Santa Claus.
Hey, Ted, did you know? So the Christmas custom that we don't really think about right now is telling ghost stories. Remember that thing? There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. That's like the weird part of the most wonderful time of the year.
I heard that rumor.
Yeah.
That's when we tell scary ghost stories.
That's like, remember, because A Christmas Carol is a ghost story.
Yeah.
And I think he wrote some other ghost stories. And also A Whistle and I'll Come to You, My Lad is a ghost story that takes place at Christmas. It's very scary.
I've never understood why people need a Dickens.
Oh, a Dickens, like a Dickens-style Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like a Charles Dickens type Christmas. I mean, people need nostalgia and all that.
It looks pretty. But what they're forgetting about is all the problems in Charles Dickens' era. There were all kinds of social problems, like poverty and sickness. And things like that. And I think that Charles Dickens wanted to draw attention to those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's typical to Clement. Now we call it season's greetings because there are so many reasons to celebrate on this time of the year.
That's right. And it is totally nice to say happy holidays at Christmas because there are so many holidays along with Christmas that get celebrated this time of year. So, Teb, what would you like to talk about now?
I want to talk about Muppet News.
Muppet News! Yay!
There is an online petition to get Muppet Family Christmas on DVD.
Which one is Muppet Family Christmas, Ted?
It's one of the last specials that Jim Henson did before his death.
Okay, and...
It has all the Sesame Street Muppets, mm-hmm. Muppet Show Muppets, mm-hmm. Fraggle Rock Muppets, and mm-hmm. it all got together to celebrate Christmas at Fozzie's house.
It was Fozzie's... Was Fozzie's mother's mom's house. At Fozzie's mom's house.
Fozzie's mom's house.
Yeah.
His moves to get all the Muppets together for one last round.
One of the funniest moments in the Muppets to me is when Bert and Ernie are talking with Doc from Fraggle Rock, and they're talking about the letter. What was it? They're talking about the letter T.
T.
And they just keep going about the letter T or something like that. And he says, "Do you guys always talk about letters like this?" And they look at him. They say, "Well, where we come from, this is small talk."
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
There's also another song about the Fraggles, all that. It says, "Pass It On," mm-hmm. with Kermit and Robin with the Fraggles.
It's the greatest mashup of Muppet wonderfulness ever. Like, the only thing it doesn't have is the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth. Dance, magic, dance, magic, dance.
Okay, the petition's on change.org. It's been 45 years. Emmett Otter's Jump Band Christmas. And there's a celebration of many years. Emma Otter. I think this should be a primetime special celebration of that show. Interviews with Bobby Terrence, the family of the Hensons. There's a celebration of Emma Otter at the Museum of Movie Image in New York. features screaming at the special at interviews with people worked in the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a documentary called Behind the Scenes at Frogtown Hollow, shows the making of an honor. There's also 30 Years Muppet Christmas Carol's great article in The Independent about the making of the movie. And
yep, and also, Ted, one other thing. I've seen some interviews on YouTube with Paul Williams, who wrote all of the music for mm-hmm. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, about the musical, the live musical on Broadway of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yep.
And what are we going to do soon, Ted?
We are also going to see a live performance of, at the Field Orchestra, a Muppet Christmas Carol concert.
Are you excited?
Mm.
Do I take that for a yes?
Mm.
Are you getting ready for the idea of it?
Let's move on.
It takes you a little while to get used to the idea of doing things like that, right? You have to think about it for a bit, right? Hey, nobody likes to have stuff sprung on them.
I
don't blame you. All right, moving on. I was today years old when I found out about A Very Merry Muppet Christmas Movie, which Rob Bricken of Gizmodo describes as, if there were a way to replicate the grim plotline of It's a Wonderful Life without the tragedy and depression at its core, It's a Very Merry Muppet Christmas Movie did not figure it out. Yikes.
Wowzers.
So, Ted, tell them about the movie, Ted.
This is where the Muppets are about to lose Muppet Theater to Rachel Berman, a Scrooge-like being unless they come up with a ton of money. They put a Moulin Rouge type show, which is like a parody of A Christmas Carol. Fonzie loses money. Some Who's thought he was a Grinch.
Some Who's thought he was the Grinch?
Some Who's.
Okay.
Who thought he was a Grinch. Fonzie loses money. Kermit's Guardian Angel shows Kermit with a woman like he'd never been born.
Yeah, Kermit's Guardian, that's pretty heavy.
He's prayed by the Jim Henson statue in Central Park.
Ted, I don't think there's a Jim Henson statue in Central Park.
If there isn't a Jim Henson statue in Central Park, there should be. The angel shows Kermit how difficult things would be if Kermit had never been born. I mean, no Muppets, what a sad world that would be.
Yeah, that would be a very sad world.
A world without Muppets is chaos. Anyway, yes. Miss Piggy gives Rachel Berman a peace of her mind and all that, and the money is found with some people, and the money is donated.
Wait a minute, Ted, are you spoiling the ending?
No.
No, people can see it. It's on Amazon Prime and
on YouTube. Or on Peacock.
Oh, yeah. Is it on Peacock?
I think so.
All right. Well, we need to watch it because I'm very, very... It's piqued my curiosity, even though I know it's going to be upsetting.
All right. Or you can find it on DVD or on demand.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now we can talk about autism news.
Okay, good.
We found a list of safety tips for Christmas autism by Glee Smith for autism.
Oh, whoa, Ted.
We found a list of safety tips for Christmas and autism, but I can only explain from my own experience.
So the link that we found is at autism.org.uk. Under advice and guidance, they have a list of Christmas tips to make the holidays easier for people with autism and more comfortable. So Ted, I'm sorry, take it away. Your experience.
My suggestion, no blinking lights, no neon. Some autistics need to have the regular schedule, have the regular days, but some autistics love the ritual.
I think you really love the rituals, Ted. Like, you like church, and you like watching the Christmas specials on TV, and you like listening to It's a Wonderful Life on WXPN and stuff like that.
There was one autistic friend I had, Matt. We went over to my friend Joppa's house for a Cuban Thanksgiving dinner.
Was it a Cuban Thanksgiving dinner or
for a Cuban Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
And he was bent out of shape over Christmas. He went a regular day.
Yeah. So, you know, it's everybody else was very much in a Christmas mood and he was just like, uh-uh.
No, he was not having it.
Yeah.
Keep opposite quiet or have to a quiet roar.
Keep it down to a dull roar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have them pick out a special gift that they really like that will brighten their day. When autistic people give gifts, have a budget, don't feel pressured to give out extravagant gifts.
Yeah, actually, there's somebody that I follow on Instagram. It's an account called All Things Frost. And it's about a family. Their last name is Frost, and their son is named Odin. And they talk a lot about the things that they do to make sure that he feels safe and encourage his independence. And one of the things that they do is he picks out a big present and then they wrap it up so that he doesn't have anxiety about what he's going to get for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about knowing what your presents are going to be? Because I think that you like surprises.
I like surprises. I like to pick out one special present I really like.
Okay. So you like knowing what you're... Actually, what we do is every year, Ted makes a list of things that he would like for Christmas. And we get... Ted can get anything that's on the list. It doesn't necessarily mean that he will get everything on the list. Right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay. Can we talk about what Christmas rituals are important to you, Ted?
Yes, we can. My important Christmas rituals are seeing Dickens Village at Macy's, and seeing the rose tree Christmas lights at Rosary Park, seeing Santa, giving toys for Toys for Tots, I like Christmas music and doing Christmas puppet shows, really enjoy getting to spend time with my family.
Yeah, those are some nice rituals. So yep. I think now would be a good time for us to wrap this up.
That's a good idea. That's all for now. I'm Ted Harris. I wish you a very happy holiday season. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email us at info@6630productions.com.
Ted, it's info@6630productions.com. Or you can visit our website, which is 6630productions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We welcome your comments. You can write us a review on Podchaser or on Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to hear from you many years to come. As for you, we wish you a very happy holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and joyous holiday season.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus and Happy St. Lucia.
Happy Yule.
Happy Yule.
Everything.
So have a very happy holiday.
And now it's time to...
Life in the Ted Lane is created by Ted Harris of Harris Productions in association with 6630 Productions, featuring Ted Harris, co-hosted by Lindsay Harris-Briel, music by Vincent Briel, sound recording by Lindsay Harris-Briel. Producers acknowledge this was created on land of the Lenape Nation that is created by cognitively challenged people. For more information about Lenape people, visit LenapeNation.org. For more information about this show, visit 6630productions.com.